Now, I want to give you a little exercise here that you can play with so you can imagine what this looks like. Take a sheet of paper, okay, and draw a circle on the sheet of paper, on the upper half of that sheet of paper, okay? And now, on the lower half of that sheet of paper, draw another circle, same size, so that they're roughly one above the other. But make them maybe 5-6 inches apart, okay? Now, let's pretend that that circle represents the sphere I'm just talking about, and let's call the upper one sphere A and the lower one sphere B. Now, if you were to put a pencil and make a little mark or even push a hole in the center of that sphere A, it would naturally come out the other side of the paper, right? Now, I want you to take that sheet of paper and fold it down the middle so that circle A is just above circle B. So they're literally touching. Now I want you to take that pencil, or pen if you wish, and make a hole in circle A so that it goes through the paper. And notice that it will go through the paper and go through the second folded piece of paper such a way that it actually comes out of circle B. Do you see? If you now hold up the paper by edge and look at where the two circles are, you can see that the pencil lead is going into circle A but coming out of circle B. That's what I was trying to explain. So a little folded sheet of paper gives you the experience. Now, this is just with two-dimensional circles and a two-dimensional world. We're in a three-dimensional world, and those are three-dimensional spheres, but the same idea, same concept. Do you get this? Very important. Hang on to it, because we're going to use this for time traveling in a minute. Okay? Now you can understand why they can hold hands. There's nothing to it, because if you put your little pinky finger into hole A, it'll come out hole B. Let's use the first finger of your left hand and the baby finger of your right hand, okay? And let's take that flat sheet of paper, put it down, and now take your big finger and stick it on circle A, and take your little baby finger and put it on circle B, and notice that they're not touching at all, right? Right? But now fold the paper up, and now take your finger and your little finger, your big finger and your little finger, and now let your big finger go into circle A and your little finger go into circle B, and look, they're touching, aren't they? Whoa, magic. That's what it is. That's how it works. This is what a wormhole does. You got it? It's pretty easy when you play with it a little while. Okay, we're not done with the story yet. We're just setting it up so that you can recognize that you can go from one mouth of the wormhole into the other one. In other words, you can travel through space as if there wasn't any space in between. Now, let's continue the story. Let's suppose, now I want you to think back of what I said in the previous session. Let's suppose that we would like to figure out a way to get these two people to be legitimate, lawful lovers in this world where she's 10 and he's 30. So what we're going to do is the following. While they're holding hands through their respective mouths of the wormhole, we're going to take him and his mouth of the wormhole, put him in a spaceship, and have him go on a very, very long distance at a very, very high rate of speed out into space, turn around, and come back to the lab again, right back to where he started from. And he's going to travel nearly at the speed of light. He's going to travel back and forth and only be gone, as far as he's concerned, 6 hours. You got it? He's going to only age 6 hours. You got it? He's going to be 30 years plus 6 hours old when he comes back. Now, Some of you may be already sensing what's coming up. Suppose, now just suppose now, that you remember what I told you before about what happens. Remember I told you about proper time, and I told you about the little trip of one spaceship relative to the other, and he goes off and he comes back. And remember I told you, how do you compare their times? And I said that the non-geodesic journey, which is what, by the way, our man has just taken, a non-geodesic journey. Remember I told you that the amount of time that he spends, as far as he is concerned, is less than the amount of time that passed on the Earth where he took off from and on the Earth when he comes back. If he travels fast enough, he can make that six-hour journey as far as he's concerned, and it's going to take 20 years as far as people on Earth are concerned. In other words, he's going to time travel. When he comes back, he's only 6 hours older, but everybody else is aged by 20 years. Well, guess what? What happened to that little girl that was 10 years old? Well, she's now 30 years old, same age as him, plus or minus an hour or two. Wow. Let's suppose that all during this time they're holding hands, because remember, as far as space travel is concerned, they're not moving apart. As far as the wormholes are concerned, they're not moving apart because there is no space. They're in a wormhole which connects one space to the other, even though the physical spacing is getting further and further apart. You just imagine that instead of drawing the two holes on a flat sheet of paper, you're going to draw the holes on a flat sheet of paper, and you're going to let the paper get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, with the hole being the same size, and eventually the piece of paper is very, 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 very big. It's like 100 feet long or whatever it is, and you can still fold it back, and the little circles are still touching. That's what's going on here. So actually, he's now traveled into the future of the planet, or the future of the university where his little girl was waiting, and they're still holding hands. Now, let's look at what's going on in the laboratory. First, let's look at his story. He's still holding hands with who? Well, since he's only aged 6 hours, and the little girl that he's holding hands with, guess where she is? She's only aged 6 hours through the wormhole, because she's been holding her hand all along. So both of them aged 6 hours. But if he were to actually leave go of her hand and walk into the room next door, whether it's 20 feet away, remember how we started this thing off, he would find in there a woman who's also holding hands with somebody through a wormhole. And this woman is her when she's this old. In other words, what we have here is a real time machine. He can go back in time to when she was 10 years old by jumping into his wormhole, and he would come out the little girl's wormhole in the past. Or he could go next door, and there he could find the woman he wants to marry now, who's now 30 years old, and she's still holding a wormhole. In other words, he has a timeline of her past and her present before him that he's able to travel through by either jumping through the wormhole and coming in the past, or walking next door to the present. Now, interesting enough, this woman who's been holding hands with somebody for like 20 years now, right? Because after all, she's been aging all during this time, holding this guy's hand. Whose hand is she holding? I mean, the guy just walked next door, and there he is, 30 years old, and says, "Hi, honey, let's get together." But this woman is holding somebody's hand. Whose hand is she holding? It turns out that if she were now to go into her wormhole, her mouth, and come out to the other mouth, she would end up, you guessed it, 20 years into the future. of where they are right now, because that wormhole is still traveling along into the future, the wormhole that the guy was carrying. And if she would have come out, she'd find in that, when she came out, she'd find a guy standing there holding her hand, and he would be the same guy that she wants to marry, but he'd be 20 years older. So now he's a geezer and she's a young chick. And so now we've got a real funny story here. We got a geezer and a man, and they're 20 years apart. And we got a little girl, and we've got a woman, and they're 20 years apart. And if the geezer, who is 20 years in their future, goes next door, he's going to find a woman next door that is also become 50 years old or 20 years older. So you see, all this connects up in a strange way because of the fact that we've changed a wormhole into a time machine.